You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of the JRE Review. I'm reviewing the Joe Rogan Experience for the Andrew Santino episode, which is podcast 317. Andrew Santino was on not that long ago. For those of you that are listening to every single Rogan like I do, you will know this, of course, but he was on recently, and I like it actually when a guest comes on. They're very funny, they're good. Obviously Joe and him are working together a lot, they're on tour. And boom, he's back on again. I kind of wonder why Tony Hinchcliffe doesn't come on more for that reason. I'm not really sure why that is, but maybe Tony's busy or whatever. But it's great to have Andrew on. Good friend of Joe's, of course. They're getting high as fuck and probably drunk and just having a blast. Right out of the gate, they start talking about amazing foods, which is always an indication that they might be quite stoned. When you start talking about delicious food and you're hanging out with Joe Rogan, it might be something that's just happened. But anyway, let's start this review. Yeah, so Andrew, becoming one of my really favorite comics at the moment. I just love watching his stuff online. More and more of his videos are popping up here and there from like The Laugh Factory and other places to film, and it's just so good to see. His specials are always good, and a perfect guy to be opening up for Joe. Like Joe always does, he wants the best people. You know, he wants people that he either feels are better than him or just as good, or you know, but he's not having any weak comics come with him on the road. And having Tony Hinchcliffe and Santino open for him, it just shows how good they are and how good they must be. I've seen, I don't know if I've seen Santino live. I think I have a couple of times at the Comedy Store. I've definitely seen Tony a bunch of times and Joe a bunch of times, and they're superb. Tony Hinchcliffe, especially one of my favorites. He did a Jeremiah Watkins Stand Up on the Spot show that they do on Tuesday nights, like every couple of weeks. It was the first time I saw him do Stand Up on the Spot. So basically, they just throw topics out at the comedians. You would just say whatever comes to the top of your head. Tony was hilarious and ridiculous and a very different style. He was being very silly. He was doing impressions, things that I'd never seen him do. Nailed it. Absolutely crushed it. It was so impressive. Really, really good. Anyway, that's enough. All right. Obviously, I'm a big fan. Yeah, they were talking about food, talking about Italian food and great restaurants around Beverly Hills and LA and good places to go. There are so many good restaurants out there. Getting into really good food is fantastic. I know it's expensive to go out to eat, but if you can treat yourself once a month, it's so nice to sit down and just eat some really amazing food. It just makes me so hungry hearing people talk about it too. They quickly jump onto the Bob Lazar stuff. I guess Santino didn't pay attention to that podcast, or he didn't know too much about it, but they were talking about Bob Lazar and hanging out with him. I guess Bob Lazar said some things to Joe that he couldn't mention on the air, which, oh God, I would love to know about. But Joe promised him and that he wouldn't, so he's going to keep his mouth shut on it. But of course, Joe gets a bit more of an inside scoop. Of course, he's allowed to. But God, I would just love to know what that is. Joe said he doesn't think the guy's full of shit. He said he's very convincing. And Santino did say that Joe's bullshit meter is good. Joe kind of backed off from that and said, you know, over and over, look, you know, I'd like to say that, but that's also a bit arrogant of me. And that's how shit slips through the cracks. But he just didn't get a bullshit feeling about him. And that's really interesting. What does that mean? I don't know, but that was the Bob Lazar podcast was a huge one. I love that. It's so much about that was awesome. They move on to kind of what it's like being a celebrity and what it's like to have to respond to texts or calls from people you don't really want to chat with, right? And it's interesting because we can all relate. We don't when you get a call like that or a text like that, everyone has their own strategy for it. A lot of people just go quiet. Being quiet is kind of like a polite way of saying that I'm busy or I don't care about what you're saying, but it doesn't really hurt people too much. You can't really say the honest thing when it comes to that. You know, you can't turn around and say, dude, I just do not have time for you right now. You're a waste of my energy. It's awful. It hurts too much every time. I guess it just means that blatant honesty like that is not always the right policy. Sometimes, maybe this is where the white lies come in, right? This is kind of like a white lie when you just go quiet and say you were busy. Maybe you weren't busy. You know, Joe even says, I'm sorry I didn't get back to you. He doesn't say, I'm sorry I was busy. He tries not to lie. He just says, sorry I didn't get back to you. But when you're making a conscious effort not to get back to somebody, are you really sorry? I don't know. I guess that's the politer way of doing it. But it must get really annoying when you're a celebrity. I think people all, like, across, you know, out of nowhere, you know, out of the woodwork, if you will, are just hitting you up to just ask a question or just to connect, just to keep that connection. And, you know, when you're famous, you don't have time for that. You don't have time to get back to everybody in that sense. Joe and Santino brought up something interesting about meals and food. Again, they were high, so they went back to eating. But it was like, what is your death row meal? It's always an interesting question because a few things are happening when you answer that question. You're saying to yourself, what is the last meal I ever eat, right? So you want it to be really spectacular. Like, you're not going to exist as an earthling, as a human being anymore. And this is the last time you eat in this form. So what do you eat? Of all the choices you've made, of all the things that you like, what do you have? But when Santino asked Joe, I think Joe went at it from a different direction. He wasn't thinking about that. He was thinking about the impending doom of being basically murdered. And he said to himself, I'm not eating shit. And I love that. He goes, what I'm thinking about is taking someone out. And then, of course, he brought up the idea of him being innocent in there too. And I think he threw that in because he couldn't imagine committing a crime heinous enough to put you on death row. But yeah, imagine if you were in there. You're innocent. The government's killing you. You never did anything wrong. They want to give you a meal. And Joe's just like, I'm taking one of you motherfuckers out. I thought that was hilarious. He's just warrior to the end. He just changed it from what delicious food would you like to I'm going to kill someone. Dude's an animal. Funny though. Funny way of thinking. It's in a way that's like a comedian's brain. He like switched it around. I thought that was great. Obviously, they were getting a little too high for this podcast. They jumped into some story about the Boy Scouts. I thought that was interesting. I guess Joe did that kinda. He did like some sort of camp where he saw some kid get like tied up and dragged into the woods. That's fucking brutal. Like, you know, if you try and think back to like how kids were, especially boys, when you were younger, I think we almost forget how cruel we were to each other, or a lot of people were. Like, you know, being young, we just don't know what we're doing, and it's so brutal. You know, the parents aren't fully involved in how we're communicating to each other, and kids, boys, girls, I assume too, they can all be so mean to each other. I didn't do any of that organized group stuff like the Boy Scouts or anything like that. But yeah, kids will torment each other, and it's pretty tough times, especially to be on the receiving end of it, you know. And I guess the giving end too, because it just turns you into a bully. Andrew Santino brought up a funny video recently of Justin Trudeau, the president of Canada, or the prime minister. I think they call him prime ministers up there. I should know this. I'm going to say prime minister. But he fucks up this answer about not using plastic. They ask him, oh, are you not using plastic anymore? Watch the video. It's very funny. He just blunders all the way through it. It was kind of dumb, to be honest. And you know, that dude's not a bad guy, but what a flop. And Joe makes the point that, like, that if somebody asked him a question about the UFC or something he should know the answer to, like, if he fucked it up that bad, people would be on his case. And he's not running a country. So the fact that we let these politicians get away with these blundering answers, and we wouldn't let you know, a celebrity or like a Joe Rogan get away with it. Like, Joe would never answer anything that dumb. He would actually think about it and come out with something. But it's funny to see it. Watch that video. They play the clip actually on the podcast and it's silly. But I pulled it up afterwards and I'm just like, unreal. Yeah. Silly, silly, silly. Talking about more silly things, they end with that recent tweet from Bieber talking about how he wants to fight Tom Cruise. Obviously, that came out as a joke, but people were all over it. McGregor even sent a thing out saying his production company would put the fight on. Dana White was like, fuck yeah, let's make it happen. You know, he's seen crazier things go down. I think it would be fucking epic. My money's on Cruise. I know he's old, but I've just got a feeling he's an animal. And he's got a lot of pent-up Scientology aggression. He's going to be a freak with training. And I think he would take it so seriously that he would turn everything else off. Whereas, I don't know, I think Bieber would just... I don't know what Bieber would do. He's probably too busy fucking supermodels to be training too hard. And he might get his ass knocked out. But, man, would you watch that? That's the question. Would you freaking watch it? Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah, and Joe Rogan should commentate that. That would be amazing. Especially if Tom Cruise comes out to like a Top Gun soundtrack. You know, that would be, it would be so epic. I mean, as ridiculous as that matchup is, you know you'd fucking watch it. Let's not lie to ourselves. Anyway, guys, as always, thank you for downloading. Thank you for listening and giving me even 10 minutes of your time. I really appreciate it. Check out the conversation with Santino and Joe. Up next is a Joey Diaz podcast, so really looking forward to that. I absolutely can't wait. And and also at the very end of the conversation, Santino and Joe do get into a lot of Me Too stuff about forgiving Louis and then what Kevin Spacey was up to and Cosby. I'm just kind of tired of talking about that, so forgive me for not going over it. You guys make your own mind up about where you are with that stuff. And that's it for now. Appreciate it. Bye.